Do you want to give me a quick twirl around memory?
Would you please be so kind to see what Noah has to say about it?
Okay, Doug, let me... The power or process of reproducing or recalling...
What? Memory is what? A power?
Mm-hmm, the power.
A power to do what?
Power or process of reproducing or recalling...
Reproducing. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. That's not what memory is it? You make a cookie, and you decide you want another cookie, and you reproduce the cookie, then that's a memory? Mm-hmm. Or the power to do that is a memory?
Well, then they go on recalling what has been learned and retained, especially through associative mechanisms.
Associative mechanism. Well, that gets a little too far even for us, but we like the first part so far. Give us some more.
The store of things learned and retained from an organism's activity or experience as evidenced by modification of structure or behavior or by recall and recognition.
Leave off the second, the or part. Now look at that. What does that say?
The store of things learned and retained...
The store. So now we're talking about storage unit mm-hmm. of a power. Now can we mix A and B? Well, that'd be taking liberty. But now just consider the possibilities here. It's a power to reproduce. It is the stored power to reproduce. Now read the rest of B so we can get it hooked up here.
From an organism's activity or experience.
Activity. From an organism's activity. So that means that you can't do it until you've done it. Uh-oh. Now, wait now. Wait a minute. You can't do this process until you've done it. Well, now, we have an issue, Houston. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow never gets mm-hmm. here. So easy now, Trigger. You're either going to have to eliminate this definition or you're going to have to engage your now with all past, present, future.
You have to eliminate this definition or be
or
in the now?
In the now, your now has to include all past,
yeah.
present, future. Now, we didn't say kingdoms. We said all in your middle kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Every experience, past, present, future, has to be in your middle kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, memories aren't going to help you very much. Because there ain't nothing but now. But now you got to qualify what now is. Well, if now includes past, present, and future, it includes all. Well, if all, then what you can reproduce? Any. And you can store... the power to reproduce an activity that's already been assimilated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And these are your words, sugar love. They're not iron. We'd say it easier than that. But let's go down the rabbit hole. We're doing good. But this is going to bring up a point in a bit. This place of everything being in your now, you don't have to remember anything if it's in your now.
Right.
But we're talking about remembering, but that's not the word.
Right.
We're talking about memory. You just eliminated it. Short term, long term. It is. It's only now. So guess what? It's not very fruitful to learn how to remember if you don't have the memory. Well, my memory's failing me. Okay, then you're not sharp. Okay, well, I'm good and charged up, but I can't make the pieces fit together. But you've never animated it before. How can you blame that on your memory when you never engaged it the first time? Well, my memory fails me. Or I have a memory, but it doesn't have anything to do with this. But last time I was close to this, there was fear. And I remember that fear, so I'm going to leave this wonderful, fabulous, delicious thing alone because I have a feeling place that it's going to cause a fear, an emotion that's going to mess up my now. And then you start single-handedly. You've got more memory than you give credit to. You remember every painful interjection you've ever engaged and live your life But you can't let go to take a chance for something new that doesn't have anything to do with that place. Never been there before. Don't know where you're going. Don't know when you get there. But I remember it wasn't very comfortable. Okay? Now, there's some more of memory now. You got to. You, did we even let you finish B?
No.
Sorry.
Okay, back to B. The store of things learned and retained from an organism's activity or experience as evidenced by modification of structure or behavior or by recall and recognition.
Recognizing. Yeah. Cognizing. Right. So cognizant, that means you got to be in your right mind. Yeah. Well, if you ain't in your right mind, you're pretty well screwed in on this. We better just leave this memory business alone. Now you got to have a clear mind or cognizant in your recollection ability as a reanimator of a power of a stored event in an organism's reality, in their now, in their genome. That may come up in your RNA.
Yeah. Right.
Now that was another little thing we skipped right over that you knew we were going to nail, but we don't like it, so we're just going to have to let it be. Right before we got to the recognition, there was a little phraseality that we will deal with if you force us.
Evidence by modification of structure or behavior. So you're going to take issue with modification?
You better believe it. How you both modify something that you've never animated? The definition cancels itself. I can't remember how to do this because I've never done it before. Well, how do you know? Well, I can't remember. Wait. What? Well, every time I get next to this great big old buck of a man, I get all amorous. Mm-hmm. There's a feeling place. I've had this feeling before, but I can't remember what it means. You say, and that's just from a simple biological attraction. So you see how we would just soon leave that be, but then those grammarians would pick it apart. They'd say, well, you left out the best part. No, we didn't. It just don't make a lot of sense to us. Got any more?
Well, then it goes into a commemorative remembrance.
Oh, what does commemorative mean? It's a collective thought. It's a collective historical rendition.
Yeah, it says erected a statue in memory of the hero. And part B of that one is the fact or condition of being remembered.
So now you got to remember to remember.
And then 3A is a particular act of recall or recollection.
Uh-huh.
B is an image or impression of one that is remembered.
So a commemorative. Oh, I'm sorry. C.
Well, C, the time within which past events can be or are remembered. So, yeah, they're getting further.
We liked ours. See how we liked ours better? It kind of worked for all three.
What's yours?
You'll have to remember. But it's a process of a historical rendition of recall. Go back to your definition of memory, and you got to C, which was a commemorative recollection.
Yeah, these are the definitions. Number 3A, a particular act of recall or recollection. B, an image or impression of one that is remembered, fond memories of her youth. C, the time within which past events can be or are remembered. 4A is a device, bracket, as a chip, bracket, or a component of a device in which information, especially for a computer, can be inserted and stored.
Inserted, so you can insert memory?
Well, yeah, that's the memory chip.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's their wordy words, but no, they hit on the head there. Mm-hmm. If you can insert a memory, you can change the reality. It's a power. Remember your first definition? So now, all of a sudden, memory takes on a whole new thing. Memory is something you can buy. Memory is something that you can randomly access. Memory becomes adjustable. Well, I was there, and that's not the way I remember it. I activated my power, and I've done this assemblage before. And when I stored this assembled power, this was the outcome. Mm-hmm. But if you use that as defining a truthful memory, it wouldn't make a lot of sense, would it?
It's stored power. That's so cool.
Well, that's y'all saying. It wasn't us. It was y'allins. It wasn't us'ins.
And then, yeah, it can be inserted and stored from which it may be extracted when wanted.
Oh, now it's an extraction, a byproduct extraction, as in squeezing of a lemon, the process of extraction. So you can deposit or store a memory, mm-hmm. you can randomly access it, or you can squeeze it out. This is starting to sound more and more like lemonade, Carolyn. And every one of those are the same definition for the wordy word that we're working on here, just so we're clear.
And then B part of that is capacity for storing information.
Yes.
So there's a capacity to it. And number five, a capacity for showing effects as the result of past treatment or for returning to a former condition, used especially of a material as metal or plastic memory.
Yes, having a memory. Like you have the battery, develops a memory. And then it runs out because you recharged it too quickly. So the memory is dead. So therefore, that memory, that becomes the norm. And it won't allow it to go outside that norm. So now memory can be a constrictor. The more you get into this, the less we're intrigued by this memory business, darling.
What you're telling me is everything that I know is in the now, so why keep hassling about not remembering something?
When if you have the power to reanimate it, and you can store the tactile, however, skills of reanimation, and it's something that can be deposited and withdrawn, then it can be used to constrict or commemorate, then it's no different than eat, digest, what do you call, let it go? Expel. Ingest, digest, expel. So that'd be the essence of memory, wouldn't it? And then if you forget where you expelled, don't worry, you'll step in it. Now, did we hit all three parts? We did memory, we did ascension, we did parallel worlds.
We did, and I will incorporate that into my now. And, okay, thank you. This has been a fabulous one.
Great fun. Yeah. Great fun. Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
So now we don't have to remember anymore.
Exactly. And what would you like to call this?
We don't have to remember anymore. Myth or memory?